We have been engaging with JPS since last night and getting an update on the situation. We're happy to see that customers were restored by around 6 o'clock this morning. We have sent to JPS a correspondence requesting a preliminary report, which we expect to have by end of day on Monday. The regulatory framework provides 30 days for JPS to do essentially an incident report setting out what transpired, doing a root cause analysis, providing us with recommendations and so on, which we will review and see what, if we agree with that, if it is adequate. We will also determine what directives, what actions to take coming out of that. So we're going to continue to monitor the situation. As I said, we want to ensure that the system remains stable going through and that we, as we have done in the past, learn from this incident as well. And part of the analysis that will take place is the extent to which there has been full compliance and full accounting for any directive, any lessons that were gained from previous incidents.